Today we'll be doing Siv Daled. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Birkas Yotzer Va'arvis Omer Mashliach Tzibur Benachas. The bracha of Yotzer Or and the bracha of Hamariv Haravim must be said slowly and calmly together with the Chazan. The Rama says V'yimaher L'sayim Kodem She'yisayim Mashliach Tzibur V'yaneh Amen Achar Shliach Tzibur. The Rama says that you should hurry to conclude the bracha before the Chazan does. This way you can answer Amen to the Chazan's bracha. U'milum lo amarah Rak Shema'ah Mishliach Tzibur. However, the Rama says that if you didn't actually say it, but you simply heard it from the Chazan, then you would be Yotzei. For these brachos, the Chazan is motzi the yachid and motzi the individuals, even if the yachid is a baki and knows how to recite the bracha. Miu ena shliach tzibur motzi hayachid befachos me'asar. However, the chazan cannot be motzi the yachid if you don't have a minion there. Velo yane amen achar siyam habocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. You don't answer amen after habocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava, b'yishrim to have a hefsik, because that would constitute a hefsik between the bracha of Ava Rabba and the beginning of Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yudala tells us, it's not just about the bracha of Yotzer Or, but it's true about all the brachos of Kriya Shema. Even though technically speaking, even a baki, even someone who knows how to recite the bracha, can just have in mind to be Yotzer with the chazin, it's only by Shmona Esrei that we say that the chazan cannot be motzi a baki in the brachos. Mishum derachminenu v'tzara kolecha levakesh rachamim al atzmo. Since Shmona Esrei is rachamim, it's asking Hashem for mercy, and everyone has to do that on their own. But you were accustomed to saying it together with the chazan slowly. Shekevan shehim brachos aruko, since there are long brachos, in adam yachol l'chavim todir mashliach tzibur b'shtika. People cannot focus on the entire bracha if they simply stand there silently. Today, many people are not careful about reciting this bracha slowly and accurately. In the middle of the bracha, one is not allowed to respond amen. One does not recite baruchu v'roch shemo. The Magen Avraham claims that even in Psukei Dezimra, one does not say baruchu v'roch shemo. Even if you didn't hear the bracha from the chazin, you heard any bracha from any person, you can respond to amen and you can have in mind to be yotzei. You can only be yotzei with the chazin's bracha if the chazin had in mind to be motzi you and you had in mind to be yotzei together with the chazin. Acher shliach tzibur, v'hu adin im shama sof bracha mi'adam. Elu shall kriya shema. Refers to Kriyas Shema, v'hu hadin l'chol habrachos, uched le'el b'sof simen vav, ayin shem b'fri chadashu v'simen ches sifhei, ayin shem b'machat es hashekel v'art sachayim v'simen resh yotes sifhei v'simen resh tari ches sifhei dalet. Levad mi brachos shul tfilo dena shliach tzibur motzi es habaki uched l'kaman v'simen kuf chaf dalet. As we mentioned also, chazen cannot be motzi habaki in the brachos of Shmona Esrei. Shehu baki v'afilu im yatsa kfar motzi uched l'kaman v'simen samach tes, v'hu hadin m'chol habrachos uched l'kaman v'simen tof kuf pei hei v'simen tof resh tzari beis. Even if one was already Yotzei, he could be motzi others in this bracha and in all brachos. Levan mi birkas hanenin demi sheyotzei niyachol lahotzi asa acher shehu mechui vadayim bebracha uchid lekaman mesem in reish yud gimel sev beis va'afilu lemi she'eno baki, with the exception of a birkas hanenin where you cannot be motzi someone else even if they're not a baki, unless you actually ate yourself. Hayachad afilu im eno baki, v'fachos me'asara, v'zehu davka l'inyan birchas kriyashma, v'gam bevirchas hashachar halavush machmir kevirchas kriyashma. So this is specifically when it comes to the brachos of Shema, and according to the Levush, by birchas hashachar, he's machmir to treat like birchas kriyashma, that you need a minion in order to be motzi others. I am bevir halacha. Aval shar brachos kegon birchas hamitzos, v'birchas hanenin, other brachos like brachos and mitzvahs and brachos and nenin can be said even without a minion. You can be motzi even a baki in those brachos. When it comes to the bracha of hamotzi and bori priya gafin that you make in the context of a suda, so then everyone agrees that the halacha is like we said before, you can be motzi someone else. The only thing is that you have to be sitting and participating in the suda in order to be motzi others in that bracha. Well, in the birkas hamazon, in rak shnayim ochlu, if only two people are eating, each person has to bench on their own. Unless one of the two people is not a bucky, doesn't know how to bench. When it comes to other things other than bread and wine, whether you're dealing with a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona, there's a machlokas in the poskim whether one person can be motzi somebody else. The have a hafsik being kriyas shema leha bracha, kimosha asr lahafsik being called dvar mitzvah o hanashem mevarchin olav leha bracha shalifanav, whether this constitutes a hafsik between shema and the bracha to answer amen after avarabba, just as you're not allowed to be masik between a mitzvah or a hana'a that you get after reciting the bracha that precedes it. Avo bevirkas yotzer or gamhu moda ledino laharamaba, that when it comes to the bracha of yotzer or he's moda to the rama, the emsiim kodem ashliach tibur yesh lanu saminach haravayin bevir halacha, by the bracha of yotzer or if you concluded the bracha before the shliach tibur, then you should answer amen afterwards. Simen samach aleph besiv gimel bahaga the shem nizbor the gam bevirkas habocher haminag lesayim kodem hashliach tibur velanu samin acher hashliach tibur ukemoshakasta bedarkei moshe besimen zeh. The Rama claims that even after Avarabba, you should still finish the bracha slightly before the chazan and respond the main. The hatam, and the reason is the virchos kriyas shema inon domos l'shar birchos hamitzos. The brachos of kriyas shema do not resemble other birchos hamitzos. Shehare in mevarchin asher kedeshanu b'mitzvosav etzivanu likros shema. We don't have a bracha specifically on shema. And the brachos b'fnei atzman heim v'siknu levarich osam kodem kriyas. These are brachos that we say before shema are independent brachos that happen to be instituted to be recited before shema. L'chein in chashash b'ma shemasik b'enom l'kriyas shema. There's no concern, there's no issue of being mafsik, because they're not really technically birchos kriyas shema. They're brachos that happen to be recited before shema. V'ayin ba'acharonim she'atiku kulam as divrei harama l'dina, timsi in birkas habocher kodem ha'shliach tzibur, if you conclude the brach of Avarabba before the chazin, yesh la'anos amen achar ha'shliach tzibur, then you should respond amen after the chazin. Ach l'chadchilo yotzer tov she'yesayim b'shavim ha'shliach tzibur, v'lo yitzarech la'anos amen acharav. Ideally, you should finish at the same time as the chazin, so it doesn't warrant you answering amen. V'ayin b'derech ha'chaim she'kasav din la'an. Also, according to the Derech HaChaim, you're not allowed to answer amen to a different bracha between Avarabba and Shema. We'll stop you for now and pick up with Sifhei tomorrow.